And to the music of Elastic Bond, we welcome you back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the show today, musical renaissance man and Miami Beach hometown favorite, David Chesky, speaks with Charles Greenfield about his opera for kids, The Mice War, to be presented this weekend by Orchestra Miami in collaboration with the Florida Grand Opera. Bob Weinberg previews the 24th Riverwalk Blues Festival with co-producer Dar Lopez. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now in its third year, the Virginia Key Grassroots Festival of Music, Arts, and Dance has found a foothold on the prolific South Florida festival schedule. This family event is unlike any other festival, offering on four stages 50 bands from around the world representing a huge diversity of genres and cultures, a large kids' village featuring interactive arts experiences and cultural enrichment opportunities, live mural painting, yoga, music, and dance workshops in the Zen Village, a sustainability fair and expo with green businesses, sustainable services and products and nonprofits promoting a sustainable future for South Florida, a craft fair with 100% handmade artisanal goods, and a grassroots world cafe with a variety of ethnic cuisines. All that among much, much more. And back with us today to talk about this extraordinary celebration of life and family is Jono Potts, and welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Jono.
Oh, thanks so much for having me on, Ed. Appreciate it.
It's so exciting that you guys are here back in town for a third year, and let's hope it continues to be an annual event. So much to talk about in so little time. Let's go ahead and start ticking off some of these great services that you're providing. This festival is not just a music and food event. It celebrates life. It's very concerned about sustainability. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's a big component of what we do, sustainability. You know, we compost, we recycle everything that we use out on the site. We have a sustainability fair that's going to be happening this year. A lot of great stuff going on there, different workshops. You can come out. Magic City Bike Collective will be joining us on Sunday. If you ride your bike out, they have a tune-up station. You can get in for half price on the tickets that day if you ride your bike out. There's a big event called Cultural Evolutions putting on with the Dade County Recycling, where if you bring out used electronics or lightly used clothing, you donate that, you'll be put into a raffle to win tickets to the 2015 event, because we will be coming back to Virginia Key. There's a slow money workshops for raising money for local nonprofit groups. A lot of good workshops going on out there.
Let's run down some of the sustainability fair and expo components. You've got the science of composting, sourdough bread making workshop, a lot of workshops this year, together with 50 bands. Home beer brewing, do-it-yourself mosquito traps, and on and on. Elaborate on that.
Yeah, this is a great component of the festival. You can come on over. They'll be there all weekend long. You can walk through. You can charge your phone. You can talk with the different groups as you're there, learn about the composting, those kind of things. People will be present all weekend long at the tables, and then they'll be getting up on stage to do workshops on our sustainability pavilion stage.
Now, also solar demos, and that's all in the Sustainability Fair and Expo. This is not your regular music festival. Take us over to the Zen Village. Many workshops going on there. You offer massage, all sorts of healing workshops, acupuncture.
Yeah, Zen Village is great. They're right down in Coconut Grove. Master Sai is amazing. They've teamed up with us. They're one of our big community partners down here, and they'll do meditation, yoga, tensegrity. There'll be some vinyasa yoga. One of my really happy things here is Afro Beta is actually going to do a workshop with them. MC Yogi as well will be joining us and be working on the yoga piece of it. But then you can also go over for a tea ceremony with Master Sai. Sit, relax, enjoy the warm breeze off the ocean.
Tai Chi on the ocean and all of that?
Oh, yeah. Tai Chi, all that stuff.
More info at virginiakeygrassroots.org. You all are a 501c3 not-for-profit, and you're doing a lot of magnificent work here, much more than the average music festival. Let's talk about some of the great music. We opened up with Elastic Bond. They are performing on Thursday, February 20th at 10 in the evening. Afro Beta, also Thursday. Let's move to Friday. You got Locos Por Juana at about 10 o'clock on the Meadow stage. Four stages this year.
Four stages going all the time. Yeah, we have a 10,000 square foot dance tent we'll put up right by the beach. A lot of great stuff going on Friday night. Oliver Tacuzzi and the Black Spirits are coming in from Zimbabwe. Like you said, Elastic Bond will play again. The Best in Zydeco Music with Keith Frank and his Swallow Zydeco Family Band will play in the dance tent late that evening. Lots of really, really great stuff to do.
You got a bluegrass Grammy Award winning group.
Oh, man, just won. Del McCurry Band will be coming on out. They just won the Grammy for Best Bluegrass Album. So if you're into bluegrass, you can't beat him. He just celebrated his 75th birthday and is just as spunky as ever.
Jim Lauderdale will be playing Sunday on the Meadow stage, Sunday,
also,
February 23rd.
Also just got nominated for a Best Americana Grammy Album this year as well. He didn't win, but he was nominated. He's fantastic.
Great local groups. The French Horn, you got to see this marvelous band. They kind of run down the repertoire of Django Reinhardt, Gypsy Jazz, Spam All-Stars, Andrew and Company.
Yeah, for sure. Those guys, you know, are coming on 25 years of playing in the area. Fantastic. Just saw them last night. Love those guys. We're also really reaching out to the Latin community a little bit with Chaquib Town coming in from Colombia, who's a Latin Grammy winner, as well as Siete from Puerto Rico will be coming in. I see that you're pointing out another great thing, which is the Osceola Brothers. They're young and they're so much fun. They're so talented. You gotta love the youth and their exuberance on stage. Part of the Miccosukee tribe. I don't know if I got
Miccosukee.
That.
Yeah,
Miccosukee. So you know, that's very local and wonderful to bring them out and let them share what they do.
Suena Lo performing on Friday the 21st, as we mentioned, Locos Por Juana. We're running out of time, unfortunately, with our friend John O. Potts, co-producer of the 3rd annual Virginia Key Grassroots Festival of Music, Art, and Dance. Not your mom's regular festival. Children under 12 are admitted free, and it's quite a family affair, isn't it, Jono?
Yeah, it really is. It's a great family event. You can come on out. We have kids' workshops all the time. Every day of the festival, all day, there's a whole kids' village where they can do face painting and kids' yoga and story time, all kinds of wonderful events for the children out there. They will not guarantee to have fun. We do the Emerge Freedom Parade on Friday, where all the kids build masks and make signs and laugh and play and run around.
Wow, a marvelous family festival. Thank you for coming down for the past 3 years to Virginia Key on Key Biscayne, and may you all continue to make this an annual affair. Thank you so much to Mr. John O. Potts, and good luck, sir, on this year's annual Virginia Key Grassroots Festival of Music, Art, and Dance.
Thank you so much for having me on, Ed.
Mi canción.